Welcome to our November 1st Shamanic Mentorship Session, the day after Samhain and All Hallows Eve and Halloween. I'm glad to be with you all tonight. And what I'd like to do is just open up sacred space, get everybody grounded. We did a little smudging a few minutes ago, so if you'd like to smudge, you're welcome to do that. And then once I've opened up the sacred space, what I'd like to do is a special shamanic journey to do some cord clearing to support our ancestors and our ancestral lineage. We're going to do that as a group. We're just going to go in and just do some more housekeeping, a little cleaning up of lineage energies just to keep things clean and clear. And then once we've completed the cord clearing with our lineages, I'm going to shakalpa and rattle and sing and hold space for you to shamanic journey and connect with your ancestors. I really wanted to do that tonight since we're at this time of the year where people are focused on ancestors and they have a sense of the veils being thin. The veils are always thin. And when people all focus on one intention, we feel it even more palpably. So that's what happens around Halloween especially. So I'll sing and I'll lead you through that journey and we'll spend the next 20, 30 minutes doing that so that you can have some powerful time with your ancestors and connect with them and see what comes up for you. And then we'll try to get everybody back hopefully in their bodies enough that if you have any questions, and especially if you have any ancestral work you want to do. And ancestors, if you want to do some lineage work, maybe parental things, if your parents are still alive, that's okay too. I'd really like to see if we can do some good ancestral work tonight and support the healing of the ancestors of our past and the ancestors of our future, because we're the ancestors of the present. And I'd like to just bring some intention to that energy tonight while we're in that time of the year. So that feels good to everybody. So take a moment and breathe into your bellies. Go ahead and close your eyes and relax and visualize yourself as a great tree. Sending those energetic roots down into the earth. Allowing those roots to flow deeply, deeply down into the center of the earth. Just feel how that stabilizes your energy and grounds. And just allow all that hucha, any stuck energies, any challenges, any issues, any anxiety to flow down through those energetic roots into the earth, into Pachamama. And just feed the earth all of that stress and anxiety and worry, anything that might be coming up for you. Any health issues, just flow that down through those roots. Feed it to Pachamama. And allow the energy of the earth to flow back up through those roots, through the soles of your feet, up through your legs. Just filling you with that earth energy up into your hips, into your core, up into your chest and your shoulders, flowing down your arms and out your fingertips with that beautiful earth energy, up into your throat, your neck, your jaw, and your face. Your entire head filled with that energy of Pachamama. And then let it gently flow up and out the crown of your head like beautiful tree limbs up, up, up into the sky, into the clouds, to the ethers, all the way up until you connect with Father Sun. Connecting with that divine masculine energy, that solar activated energy. And allow that energy of the sun to flow down, all the way back down until it reaches the crown of your head. And that solar activated divine masculine energy flowing down through your crown as it blends with that Mother Earth energy, that divine feminine. That solar energy fills your face and your head and your throat and your neck, your shoulders, flowing down your arms and out your fingertips. As it hits each chakra, as it's flowing down your body, especially at your heart and your solar plexus, down into your core, swirling with that earth energy. Beautiful divine harmony, perfect balance of divine masculine and divine feminine. Mother Earth, Father Sun, thank you for your good medicine. Breathe into your bellies. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Archangel Zadkiel, and Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are in medicine world. Everything that enters this space is pure love and pure medicine. And connect in with your brothers and sisters around the sacred fire, these mentorship brothers and sisters. Just feel yourself in sacred space, lovingly held, connected. Invoking our tree tribes, the plant kingdom, the flower family. Invoking our plant teachers, gracias ayahuasca la madre, gracias chacruna. Gracias, Huachuma, Abuelo, San Pedro. Gracias, Mama Cacao. Gracias, mi familia, Tobacco, Mapacho, Singaro. Thank you for your good medicine. Thank you to all the plant teachers. Thank you to the winged ones and the four-leggeds, the insect and reptile kingdoms and the beings that live in the waters. Thank you to the archangel realms, the celestial realms, the star beings. Thank you to the Munari, bringing psychic and energetic surgeries who support healing and activation. Thank you, Pleiadians. Gracias a Apucuna, Apucuna de Appalachia, de Blue Ridge, de Great Smokies, de Seven Sisters, Apucuna de los Andes, Apu Asangate, Apu Salcantay, Apu Veronica, Apu Mama Simone. Gracias, Nusta Kuna, Nusta Nu. Nusta French Broad, Nusta Laurel, Nusta Flat Creek, Nusta Nantahala, Nusta Cuna de los Andes. Sacred mountains, sacred rivers, thank you. Maestros, maestras, corinderos, corinderas, Acucuna. Alto Misayox, Pampa Misayox, thank you for your support. Invoking each of your guides, guardians, teachers, and the seen and unseen realms, so that you're completely surrounded in luminous support and love. Breathe into your bellies. And in your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door. You will step through into your sacred space in which to shamanic journey. Take a moment and connect with your space and the realms and see if there's any new guides that want to introduce themselves to you as you connect with the guides that you typically work with. Take a moment and connect with your guides. Say hello. If they have gifts for you, receive gifts that will support your journey this evening. Ask your guides to come with you to find a space in your journey that can represent your ancestors, like a great tree that can be watered and nourished and nurtured. Find that place that represents your ancestors and feed that place. Feed your ancestors. Bring gifts. Bring gifts to the ancestors and to that symbol of your ancestors. Remember to breathe into your belly. And in your heart, mind, visualize your lineages. And let's offer up some cleansing of the lineage, some cord clearing to empower healing for all. So breathe into your bellies. And then repeat after me out loud. At this time, I ask your forgiveness and state the name of your lineage. Any time I hurt you or took your power, intentionally or unintentionally, throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms, breathe into your belly. At this time, I forgive you, state your lineages. For any time you hurt me or took my power, intentionally or unintentionally, throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms, I return to you what is yours. I reclaim for me what is mine. I transmute and transform all unhealthy attachments between us. Our energies are free and clear, with grace and ease. So be it, it is so. And just breathe into your bellies, calling in Michael, Raphael, and my healing team to support each of you in gracefully clearing, cleansing, transmuting, and transforming any hooks, cords, daggers, intrusions, attachments, karmic contracts between you and your lineages that no longer support and serve your and their highest and greatest goods. Transmuted and transformed into pure love and pure medicine only. Healthy connection without attachment throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. So be it. So. Whatever energies feel good to you, a healing team, archangels, ascended masters, guides, teachers, totems, invite those energies to just send healing light to your family lineages. Don't send energy from yourself that can get confused, get attached to the outcome. Just allow your guides and your teachers to flow that healing energy. And if you want it to flow through you, that's fine. You can receive it as well. You can send Reiki. As long as you stay clean and clear without attachment to the outcome, just flow that healing light to all of your family members throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, offering the highest and greatest support, clarity, healing, and wisdom. All of your lineages. And then whatever your guides would like to do in this journey with your ancestors, with your lineages, for yourself. Limpia, limpia, Marafina. Limpia, limpia, Marafina. Limpia, limpia, Marafina. Limpia, Marafina. Limpia, Marafina. Limpia, Marafina. Limpia, Marafina. Ancestors, 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 Marafina. Marafina, 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 Marafina. Thank you. Breathe into your bellies. Wherever you are in your journey, find some place of completion for now. Make your way back to your sacred space in the realms if you're not already there. Tell your guides and your ancestors thank you. When you're ready, you can step back through your portal door, bringing any guides with you that you'd like to bring. You probably want the ancestors to stay in the realms unless they've already been working with you, unless they've offered themselves as a guide at this time. And when you're back in your space and you've got your guides here in this third dimensional realm, you can close that portal door behind you. You can gently open your eyes. That was a nice journey. Anything that you didn't get to finish, please feel free to go back in later and reconnect and finish up. I wanted to do a little bit guided, but also, you know, half guided and half let you do your own thing so that you can practice, so that you can play, so that you can see what comes up for you, so that you can have your own space in the realms too without me telling you what to do there. So. And Elaine, I see that your dog came in to hang out with you when you finished. That's sweet. I can see people's heads popping back up to the videos. That's good. It's really funny to open my eyes. I've said this before, but it cracks me up every time to open my eyes and all the heads have disappeared. All I can see is wall. Everybody's lying down. Everybody's on their journey. And all the fields are empty. And I'm like, oh, everybody's lying down. So, yeah. You know, just take your time coming back into your body and getting grounded. That was a nice journey. And if you want to ask a question or, you know, ask a question or something you'd like to work with tonight, it doesn't have to be about ancestors, but it'd be really neat if we could keep it focused on ancestors, if that works. It comes up. Anybody, looks like somebody might be typing. Anybody got a question? Or you can even just raise your hand and we'll unmute you. Okay. Is there anybody? And Julie, I totally want to get to you, but I also know we do a lot of work with you, so I'm not ignoring you. But is there anybody who hasn't asked before that wants to ask? Paige, raise your hand. Okay, and Paige, I'm putting you on second base. Anybody who I haven't worked with yet on a call that is kind of, you know, Laura, did you put your hand up? I think I might have worked with you before. Okay. And it's okay if there's not. I'm totally happy to work with Julie and Paige. Just kind of want to give other people a second to ask if you haven't asked a question before, if you'd like to work together individually. Jen's asking, does whatever need to be cleared in the realms? Will you unmute Jen, please? Jen Amabile, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Amabile?
Yeah.
Amabile, that's a cool name. Wait, say it again.
Amabile.
Amabile, okay. So what do you mean by does it need to be cleared? Does whatever need to be cleared in the realms weigh heavily with our ancestors? What exactly does that mean?
Well, I was just noticing when we were doing this, they were thanking me. And I was wondering if, like, whatever it needs to be cleared, if it, like, affects them wherever they are in some way, even though they're in the spirit world, not in the physical world.
Yes, it does affect them. That's part of the reason we do it, because it supports us and it supports them. Even clearing cords with your lineage, it's not about removing your lineage from your world or that anybody did anything wrong. We just want to clean up the energy throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, which supports your lineage in healing. They have the opportunity to then heal anything they want to continue healing on their journey. And so, yes, this definitely supports ancestors as well as us. It supports ancestors of the past and the present and the future. So if you have kids or if you're going to have kids, it will support them. I mean, because we're all connected. So anything that you do to support yourself will support your lineage. Anything that you do to support yourself and then also intentionally do for your lineage will support you and your lineage. Yeah. Does it weigh heavily on them? Does what you're sitting with weigh heavily on you? You know, some things are going to weigh heavily on ancestors, perhaps, and some things not so much. In my scheme of things, the way I see time is that it's all happening at the same time. So even though we perceive ancestors as dead, I perceive that they're having their experience at the same time that we are. So we're supporting these other realms to shift as we support our realm to shift. And so some things will weigh heavy for them and some things won't. And just like with us, some of our ancestors really paid attention and tried to heal, and some of them just didn't have a clue, and some of them might have been murderers and some of them might have been saints. You know, we don't necessarily know all the details of every single ancestor in our lineages. So my feeling is it can only help. Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. Cool. Okay, Julie, what's your question?
So it's broad. It's not a specific thing to me, but I, in you just mentioned that we could, when you were saying to, when you were calling us back out and you were like, maybe the ancestors should stay in their realms. Mm-hmm. And then that made me think about like how we, and I'm sure we all individually do this different, but how we work with them in this realm. Mm-hmm. And I recently was on this, just like a video conference thing like this, but the guy was just talking. We weren't really interacting a lot. Mm-hmm. And he works primarily with just ancestors. Mm-hmm. And he was saying something, and I think I might have put this in the group or something before, but about how you should only work with your ancestors that are well, that have gone through, basically he was saying that's that they've gone through their own healing.
Right.
Like, does that even, that doesn't really resonate with me, first of all, but because are any of us well?
Right.
But I mean, does that make sense to you, or do you have anything to say on that? Like, how do we work with them, I guess?
Is he saying don't work with them, meaning don't let them be your guides kind of work?
Yeah.
So I feel like what he's trying to say is if you have an ancestor that, okay, I don't know what he's trying to say. Let me just share how I work with the ancestors, okay, as far as it, pertaining specifically to kind of that question. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I said don't necessarily bring them back through your portal door unless they're already a guide for you or unless they've offered to be a guide is that sometimes I work with people, it's all this glare on these glasses. Sometimes I work with people and I'll be sitting with a client. We'll call this client Jane Doe. So I'm sitting with client Jane Doe, and client Jane Doe is super attached to grandmother, you know, Hazel or something. And so she wants to connect in with grandmother Hazel, and she has all this grief about grandmother Hazel, and she's like feeling grandmother Hazel, and she wants to go connect with her. And it's more about Jane than grandmother Hazel. And also, sometimes people are really feeling their ancestors, and they're like, oh, I think they want to be a guide. But then when we go in and check, it turns out that that ancestor really needs healing. They were showing up getting that person's attention because they needed support, not because they were necessarily trying to show up and guide. So if somebody shows up and they're needing support, that's not someone I would ask to be a guide. And I feel like that might have been what he was touching on.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and he might not have meant that, but that's how I work with it. If an ancestor shows up to you and they're in a really bad way, then they're not going to be able to guide you. They need their own support. Yes. And sometimes they're showing up because they need you to step up and offer some healing. So I often work with people in sessions where an ancestor shows up and they think that they're going to be a guide, and I'll check in with that ancestor, and the ancestor says, I need healing. And we're able to help them with their continued journey. So there's different ways to work with ancestors. I mean, just as many different ways as there are tools to do the work that you do. There are really beautiful, tangible things you can do, like lighting candles, honoring the ancestors, making prayers for the ancestors, putting out a spirit plate, which is a plate of food generally from your meal, and setting it outside. Or you can set it in your house too, but setting it in a place that's for the ancestors, feeding the ancestors. That's what a lot of the Peruvians, the Caros that I sit with talk about, you know, feeding your altar, feeding your tools, feeding the earth. So feeding the ancestors. And with the ancestors, you would feed them with food. And you might feed the earth with food too, but you could also feed the earth with tobacco. You know, there's different ways to feed and flower energies. And you can create like Shanti posted a photo of her altar for the ancestors. That's another great way to honor the ancestors, putting ancestors' photos on your mesa. I mean, I could go on and on about right. The ways you can work with them. I will say, as far as naming children, I find that when people name their child after, like, if they name them exactly the same name as that ancestor, or if they name one name from, you know, grandmother's first name and then auntie's middle name or whatever, the child will definitely start to bring in some of the energy of those ancestors, even if the parents don't realize it. And so I'd like for, especially if parents are going to name their kids exactly after an ancestor, I always encourage them to do some clearing first and make sure that that child gets to have their own experience too, and not just carry the energy of that ancestor. I had one pretty extreme experience where the super young couple just had a baby and they wanted to name the baby after their friend who had committed suicide. And I really encouraged them to change the spelling of the name, just like by one letter. And we did some healing work for their friend who had taken his life, and we did some clearing with the child. That's a pretty extreme example.
Yeah.
But that's what I would say. If you're working with someone who just took their life, or, you know, that's working with an ancestor that might be considered unwell in the way that I hear you sharing it with me. Right. I'm not judging that ancestor, but right. I have a feeling that might be what he's speaking to. Now, some people who work with ancestors, and especially from if they're super indigenous trained, there I find that there can be a lot of fear too, which might be why some of it didn't resonate. I don't know.
That's exactly kind of what I was feeling. So
yeah, the fear piece can come from if you don't do certain things for because what happens in some cultures is that they ask the ancestors to do things for them. And that's fine. Ask the ancestors for support, but it becomes this, you've got to do this for the ancestors so the ancestors will take care of you. You've got to go put this food under a tree and feed the hungry ghost kind of energy, or the ancestors won't take care of you, or something bad will happen to you. I've been in around practices and people who work that way, and it does not resonate for me. To bring that fear piece. That's why I don't work with ancestors in that way. That's why I don't work with them in a ancestors do this for me kind of way. I like to work with energies that the energies that we work with in the mentorship, you know, star beings and energies that feel bigger and more expansive, while also connecting with the ancestors, remembering that all our ancestors had their baggage too, just like we do.
Yeah. I worked with somebody a couple days ago, and I absolutely was not expecting like ancestor stuff to come up. Well, I don't expect anything, but it was very, very, so like her grandma, like blew me away, let alone her. Right. And I was like, wow, she's really strong, but it felt right. It felt supportive. It felt, you know, and then I was like, I didn't question it until I just went with it as I was going. I didn't question it until afterwards, like, uh-oh, what if that wasn't well, or, you know?
And I, yeah. No, you can, if you're doing that kind of work with them, I literally just ask the ancestor, are you here to guide, or do you have a message? Are you needing support? I literally just ask them and then go from there. And you know, and I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to everybody. If you're talking to an ancestor, don't overthink it. Just feel into your heart, feel into your gut. If you feel an ancestor needs some support, and, you know, offer it, offer that support, offer the archangels to support them. Don't worry about if later you find out from your mom, oh, that ancestor was fine, they never had that issue. Somebody was showing up and needed support, and it can only help. You know, it's a win-win. So cool. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, let's go with Paige next. We got Michelle and Melina and Gina after that. Hey, Paige.
Hi. So I had a quick question about, because I've never met my biological father, which I feel like I probably already know the answer to this. about it being supportive of maybe journeying to tap into that a little bit more, because I've never, like, I don't know that side of my family and lineage.
And I'm adopted, so I don't know, I've not met my birth parents either, and my birth father has passed away, so you know, I won't get the chance to meet him again as an adult. So I'm just telling you that because I have personal experience with that. Do go ahead and do your cord clearings with your birth family too. You know, it's just good. You get to do double healing, just like I get to do every time I've done anything. It's like, and they say, do this with your family. I will see both my adopted family lineages and my birth family lineages. Like, I just do it all. And so you can totally go into the realms and connect in with the soul energy of your birth dad. And this can bring great healing to support and assist in feeling connected to him, even if you never meet him. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah,
because it's just it's a great way to connect in and feel a sense of that energy, so that you don't feel, so you don't feel that yearning or that loss. It helps heal grief, you know. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about if it looks like him, since I'm sure you don't know what he looks like, and it doesn't matter. It's more of allowing yourself to have the experience, so that the healing can happen. So for example, I was talking with someone today who really wants to have a baby, but may not be able to due to physical issues. And so, but she keeps feeling this energy around. So we did a shamanic journey, and we invited in that little baby that may or may not get incarnated in physical form, but she was able to connect with that baby to have the experience. And then integrate that little one to, you know, and we did more than that. There was more work around it. But my point being that she had that deep yearning and longing, and a lot of that healed so that she can feel good either way. And I mentioned that so that if there's kind of a yearning and a curiosity, or maybe a little grief or wondering about your dad and wanting to stay open to it while also healing any possible grief or disappointment that you haven't met him, you can go into the realms and experience it as if you have met him and you are talking to him, and something within you will shift, so that even if you never meet him, that sense of longing or loss can clear.
That makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Melina, I think she's next.
There I am. Okay. Hi. So that was so interesting. I got sort of the sense of a big willow tree, and the archangels were sort of like, they were all lightening up and little glistenings. And so I thought everything was like groovy and happy, and I was just sort of breathing. And then I just rubbed my eye, and it felt like somebody else rubbing my eye. And I was like, okay, whoa, wait a minute, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just sort of re-emphasized, okay, if there's anybody else going on, just keep going with the tree, and sort of tried to re-emphasize that the angels were doing the work, and I was not really trying to, you know, do anything but breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is just, can you speak to that? Like, is that just, do you think that was, I mean, I didn't feel like any, but I don't know what happened. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, was I just being sensitive to what they were doing? Or, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like.
I don't really understand the question.
Okay. So when, just that the sensation of feeling like it, when I rubbed my eye, it was somebody else rubbing it. Like I felt like, you know, was I connecting? I couldn't tell if was I connecting with an ancestor. Was
yeah, was, I feel like you might be over. I feel like you might be overthinking it a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, take a minute and breathe into your belly and just sit with that sensation. When yeah. you go into a journey, you're in an altered state.
Yeah.
So, and the more you're able to go into that altered state, then anything you do will feel kind of a little separate and altered, as if you're not touching yourself.
I mean,
yourself.
I think that might be what it was, yeah.
And at the same time, it could be that the reason it felt a little altered and separate was because an ancestor was coming up and getting your attention and touching your eye.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. It could be both.
Yeah.
So you want to just don't overthink it, just feel into it. And if something like that happens and you feel them getting your attention, then, you know, receive that they came up and wanted to touch you and connect with you in that way. And check in, you know, I'm glad that everything was groovy at your tree. You also want to check in and see any places where it's not groovy.
Right.
And make sure that you're staying open to that as well. But as long as it felt as long as it doesn't feel harmful or bad or intrusive, or, you know, if it felt like a good thing and just a really tangible visceral connection, that can feel odd, but as long as it doesn't feel bad.
Because I didn't expect that feeling, you know, I was just,
right.
you know, groove. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait, that doesn't feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. But as long as it feels like a good thing, it can feel odd, but if it feels bad, then you kind of want to check in.
Yeah.
I definitely have physical third dimensional experiences with guides. I physically feel them. I physically feel them touch me, stand next to me. They'll get all up on me like this so that I really can't miss that they're there. I'll hear them walking through my healing room, especially when I'm doing work by myself and I'm not holding space for anybody else. And I can just go in. I can dive into the deep end. And I'll hear them, you know, walking through the room, and, you know, they'll come up and be right up on me. They'll touch me. They'll do all sorts of things. And it's a very physical sensation. So it could be a bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah. Cool. It's a great question. I just wasn't sure at first what you were asking.
I wasn't sure either. I was like, I'm not sure what just happened, but that, yeah.
No, but that's a good question in case it happens to anybody else so that you don't have to feel alarmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Gina, do you have a question?
Did I unmute it? I'm trying to get the video. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. Sometimes it gets all garbled with the video. But so it's, I don't know that it's really a question. I kept getting to speak up. So I've had a really rough few weeks emotionally, and I feel a lot of, and I experienced this in the journey, I call it like bone deep healing, you know, and I got a lot of work around the second and first and second chakras, and so I do a lot of journeying on my own, so maybe part of that's it, but what's really up for me right now is what kept coming up was sexual abuse healing. Through not with myself, but like all the way back. That's what's coming up, and I feel like it's such a core deep, I mean, you and I have had sessions and talked about a lot of this, but it feels so core deep healing right now that it's been challenging to breathe into my belly and use all the tools. And and this is what came up tonight really strong, and this is an edge for me, mm-hmm. you know, talking in the group. So especially, it's just, it's big.
Yeah. It's
healing stuff too. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for speaking up. You turned on your video for the first time, which is awesome. And I know, and I have actually encouraged you to speak up and share in the group. I really appreciate that. And I honor that edge that you just pushed. Yay. That's a shamanic yay. I don't even know what I'm doing there. I'm lightening up the energy a little bit, because what I'd like to do, if everybody's open to it, even if you don't think there's sexual abuse in your lineage, there probably is. I mean, if you go back hundreds of years, so or thousands, or however long your people have been on the planet, let's do a group, let's do some group clearing around that particular thing. And that's a little deep. So is everybody ready? Okay, so just take a moment and breathe into your belly as best you're able. Just reconnect, go back, let's go back into our sacred spaces. Go through that portal door again so you can reconnect with your guides. You feel really safe in there, in your sacred space. Oh, and can you mute Gina just for now, just so it's quiet? Thanks, and we'll unmute her when we're done. Thanks. So go back through your portal door, reconnect with your guides, really feel them circled up around you. And I would like for each of you to invoke in your own way, just invite in Archangel Raphael, Archangel of Healing, and just however you see Raphael is perfect. Call in Michael, the Protector. Call in Metatron, the archangel who also works with children. And I want you to invite in Saint Germain, who's a beautiful remover of obstacles. He's all about freedom. So we've got Archangels Michael, Raphael, Metatron, and Saint Germain. And I want you to walk with them to a place in your sacred space that can represent all the children of your family line. Something that can represent them, some way that you can have a sense of honoring the children of your family line, or maybe you even just see the children of your family line, your entire lineage. Including the ones who've been sexually abused and even the ones who haven't. And I want you to ask these archangels and Saint Germain to make their way through all of those beautiful children in your family lineage, offering support and healing, especially as it pertains to any energies of sexual abuse, clearing, cleansing, transmuting, and transforming any and all unhealthy sexual energies throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. I call in legions of archangels to clear, cleanse, transmute, and transform with grace and ease any entities, attachments, intrusions, hooks, cords, daggers, karmic contracts as pertain to any form of sexual abuse or inappropriate sexual energy, oppression, repression, and any and all unnamed energies around this, cleared, cleansed, transmuted, and transformed into pure love and pure medicine only, with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. So be it, it is so. Allowing these legions and legions of beings of light to do the work on our behalf, with each of us setting our intention for this healing. Profound, profound healing and transformation taking place at this time. Remember to breathe into your bellies. And if there's anything else that those lineages need for this particular healing, just send those angels and those legions of angels out to each of them individually to receive for their highest and greatest good right now. When you have a sense of that being complete for now, reconnect with your guides. Tell all of those beautiful angels thank you. They will continue to work. You can make your way back through your portal door into your space and gently close it behind you. Can you unmute Gina so we can check in, please? That was brief but potent. How did that feel?
That was fucking awesome, man.
That's what I like to hear. Drop the F-bomb. Yes.
it was interesting because I could, my guys are like, because I was trying to control it. They're like, let them do the work, you know? And when you said, legions and legions, man, it was just like, that was
they don't play. The reason I called in legions was because I felt entities showing up.
Yeah.
Sometimes whole lineages can just have those big entities over the whole family tree. And I felt these entities attached, especially around sexual abuse. And, so I called in, I knew I was going to intend for the clearing of those entities, so I called in legions, because I don't play when it comes to entities. I don't even play. So I call in legions and they show up. And I know that I kind of focus that on children, and it's not that adults can't have sexual abuse as well or receive it, but it just felt like what you were asking and what I was seeing was really about supporting the children in our family lines. And so that was really potent. That was great to do. I really appreciate you asking for us to do that.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's kind of what I saw was like, I kept seeing seed because it kind of kept going back. So when you said the children, that resonated, and the entity, that was something that kind of was hanging out there.
Yeah.
For a
if
while.
If you ever now. Have that sense, and that's the thing, y'all, don't try to do all this work. We're not that. That's what we have the support in the realms for. Mm-hmm. Let them do it and call in. And if you're like, I need legions of angels, beings of light, just say legions. That's what I do because I've been working with them a long time. But let them know.
I love that. Because I mean, I'll call in like every all my guys. I got a lot of them, but
yeah.
And as soon as you said it, I could. It was yeah.
It's like infinite, never ending amounts. So I know it's 8:15, but we started a little late, and I do want to check in with Michelle. I apologize, I skipped Michelle Garzon. So thanks, Gina.
Thanks, Blaine.
I skipped her on here. I apologize about that.
That's where I was a little bit misleading. I'd rather do it next time. What I have is that, and I just miss it all, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, and your audio is a little wonky. So, but it's okay. So that's great. If you're okay with waiting, Michelle, that's awesome. And I trust you got something out of tonight as well. Awesome. Well, that was great. Those were great questions. What I love is that we're doing this enough now that I feel like we go deep fast. I love it. I really enjoy doing this. And, you know, it's a little different every time. And tonight we had that really nice long journey. And so we could then work with questions and then that beautiful clearing. Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Julie, Michelle, everybody. I don't have my glasses on. So everybody who asked questions, thank you. And they're so tiny over there. And yeah, and thanks again. I love what you're posting in the Facebook group. Thanks for staying connected there. And I'm really having a great time. So I'll see you on the 15th. And also again, 2 weeks after that, it's like right near the end of the month. And then I'll see you from Peru in December. I'm very excited. And I do have some session openings in November still, if anybody wants to book a private session, because I won't be doing sessions December through like mid-January. So just letting you know, if you want to hop in, I'm letting y'all know that there's more than I post on Facebook available right now. Those will book up quick. So yeah, if you want to share anything from tonight in the Facebook group, go for it. And we'll be posting the recording soon. And thank you so much for being here. We'll just go ahead and close up this sacred space with these beautiful questions, beautiful shares, beautiful time together. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you for just your good medicine. And thank you for, just thank you for bringing us onto the planet. Thank you so much as we close up this sacred space so that our energies are free and clear. Mwah. Thank you all. You can unmute everybody, Anna Claire, if you want. We can all say good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks for hosting, Anna Claire.
Thanks, Anna Claire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
You too.
You too.